Tomorrow is Thanksgiving. Hi, I'm Chuck Bentley with My Money Life from Crown. I'm thankful for the people God's allowed me to meet around the world. One of those is Gogo Margaret, who I met in Zimbabwe. Gogo means grandmother. She attended a Foundations for Farming conference to learn how to better steward her land. She then faithfully implemented all she learned. Her crop yields were incredible, allowing her to feed and educate her children and grandchildren. She was so grateful. She wanted to have her entire village trained, but she couldn't afford to send them to the conference. So God intervened. A famous artist offered to paint Gogo's portrait, then auction it so the proceeds could help fund the village. An American art collector who had previously invested in Foundations for Farming heard about it. He asked what it would cost to train the entire village. He purchased the painting for that exact amount. His generosity funded Gogo's dream. Now, Gogo's gratitude motivated her to share. So how about you? God has blessed us in ways that we often take for granted. Let's pause today and think on His goodness. It will prepare our hearts as we celebrate the holiday tomorrow. But God be rich in mercy because of the great love with which He loved us, even when we were dead in our trespasses, made us alive together with Christ, so that in the coming ages He might show the immeasurable riches of His grace in kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. May Gogo's gratitude inspire you. And if you're overloaded with credit card debt so that you're struggling to give thanks, I recommend Christian Credit Counselors. They'll create a debt management plan that works for you. For more information, call the Crown Helpline, 800-722-1976, or visit online at crown.org/CCC.